The BZ forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies and cold overnight, a low in the mid-20s downtown, the upper teens in the suburbs. On Friday, clouding up, snow developing during the afternoon, high in the low to mid-30s, southeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then Friday night, light snow, cold, the low around 30. And looking ahead to Saturday, light snow ending, followed by clearing and cool weather, the high in the mid to upper 30s. Right now in downtown Boston, we have 27 degrees, and the winning Thursday Massachusetts Daily Lottery number was 6112. That's 6112. I'm Barbara Howard. BZ News Time is 105, and now back to Larry Glick.
Larry Glick!
That was good, Barbara. Hi, gang. Welcome to hour number four. In case you just tuned in, we're talking to Henry Wesolowski, who is the president of South Shore Limousine Service. And he has driven many, many interesting people. It's interesting, from a research chemist to a limousine business, and he seems very, very happy meeting these people. Henry, if you were a research chemist, you never would have met these people, right?
That's right. That's right. I wanted to finish on Tony Newley,
right.
If you don't mind.
Please.
Well, we got to know each other very well. He used to visit my house because when I lived in Cohasset, we had what we call a haunted house. And him being English, he when he heard about it, he got very curious and wanted to come down to see the home. And this was after one of his shows. So, of course, my wife's in bed, snuggled away for the night. And he wandered into the house. He says, let me pick the room where the ghost lived, because we assumed that it was a female ghost. It was written up in a few newspapers and all that. So he roamed around the house, and he went upstairs. Of course, he put the light on when my wife was, and she was embarrassed to tears, you know, being in bed with Mr. Newley in her room.
Yeah.
So he went in the next room, which was the dressing room. He said, she lives here, and he picked the right room. Now, to me, that was a little eerie, that he knew the room that particular so-called ghost lived in. As I say, you know, I'm an engineering chemist, and it didn't make, you know, I didn't believe in it, but the things I saw in there made me believe in it. So to make his story short, because I can't be drawn on it, this summer when I took him home, from the weekend show to Gloucester. He was staying at a hotel right near his mother-in-law's house. And there was happened to be about 200 people on the porch, a wedding reception. So he got out of the car, we exchanged our friendship, you know, and so forth. And he gave me a big English hug, you know, like they do in Europe. Well, that's not seen in this country. Well, all the gibbering on the porch stopped dead. And if anybody whistled, I would have gone up there and hit him once. I couldn't, you know, Americans are not used to seeing two men do that.
I know.
All you people who
work. And
you've all had this. I know you've all had this happen. You walk down the street or through a shopping plaza, a mall, something. During the day. You know, somebody can do this. What are you doing up during the day? Strange people. Well, I've got the answer for you. Use this answer. Use it. Shuts them up real quick. All you say is, I don't know, somebody opened my coffin. Okay? Do it. It's fun. Now, birthday is today, 9 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is the 19th day of my coffin. 19th day of February. And if you're having a birthday today, you're in good company because Ray Marvin's birthday today. Now, Prince Andrew of Britain is 22 years old today. Now, Prince Andrew is second in line of succession to the British throne. You think he'll ever make it? There ain't no way. Because Queen Elizabeth isn't letting go either. Prince Charles is a guy. He's waiting.
Which I panic because I don't like dogs on, you know, the plush upholstery.
Right.
But this little Toby. He gets in the car first, he'll sit in the middle, pull Mr. Nicholas Copernicus.
Copernicus, that's right.
And there are instructions, all right, and they have the dog.
What kind of a dog is it?
It's a toy, that's what makes it rather unwarrying, because it's a toy poodle. You know, they're usually wiry, and he just sits there, and he got Mrs. Hope to death. When they stayed at the Cox Estate in Cohasset, Mrs. Cox owns the Wall Street Journal and a few other papers like that. And she's the,
Is that where they stayed?
Yes. It's a big, dirty room mansion. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, is that on Jerusalem Road?
Right next to Kimball's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
On the peninsula by itself.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. Liberace stays there, too. We're that little pooch.
Yeah.
Well, because I'd bring Bob his coffee in the morning. You know, he doesn't drink coffee. He drinks kava because it's acid-free.
Right.
He won't drink, you know, he can't drink the acid coffee. That little pooch would be, you know, there'd be in two different bedrooms. He'd be laying outside her door, you know, wanting everybody to stay away. So she knew when anybody got in the room. But she'd get off the plane in Norwood and say, Henry, you got all the churches lined up? That was my duty, you know, they'd always call ahead or a couple of weeks and say, all right, we're coming in, get Dolores, all her... You know, all the Catholic masses, you know, can find, you know, one for each day. And she made me go to the altar with her to receive the wine and the host.
Is Bob Hope, is he Catholic?
No, he is, well, he says nothing.
Yeah.
But he's very good to her. He lets her do what she wants. And, he lives such a good, clean life, you know. He doesn't smoke or drink or anything.
Right.
And I'd get her back to the house about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I already had his golf bags in the back, and he'd golf morning, noon, and night. He was the most fantastic.
Henry, was she American-born, his wife?
That's a good question. She does sound British. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
A question you kind of...
Oh, I
don't ask.
Sorry, but,
yeah.
But I was wondering why she goes to church every day.
Every day of her life. You know,
I was wondering what the problem was.
I think she loves Bob so much she wants to keep him around.
Well, if she goes to church, he doesn't go with her.
No, but she's praying for him, I
assume. Aha, praying for Bobby, eh?
Yeah, I believe so, because, you know, he's in the best of health.
Yeah, but that's unusual for a person to go to church every day, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's a very devout Catholic, very, very much so.
Yeah.
And if I missed one day someplace, I think I would have got creamed. But,
did you take her to a Polish church?
No, I tried. You know, they travel so much, they don't like to go too far. Like, and I took Bob to the country club in Brookline.
Yeah.
He said, don't you dare do that again.
Why? What's that?
Because it's so far. You know, he was in the car almost an hour. One way.
Oh, yeah.
He'd rather, be walking the green someplace than...
Let me ask you two more questions before we go.
Yes.
Of all the people that you've driven, as far as celebrities, who was the most interesting, the most exciting, or the most pleasant, and who was one that you'd like not to have again? One extreme to the other.
Now you're asking embarrassing questions.
Henry, I want an answer, Henry. Henry.
That's embarrassing. I mean,
If it's embarrassing, don't answer it.
Every year I get a new one. Like this last year, Liberace was my guy.
Right.
You know, I've got arthritic hips, and I walk kind of funny. And, old age is a darn terrible thing. So he saw that, and when he left, when he went to Vegas, he sent a prescription to me from his doctor to take care of, you know, the pain pills.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's, bending over backwards.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How about one person that really irritated you, though? Come on, Henry. Was there one person that really irritated you?
I get what I call a lemon a year.
A lemon a year. Who was a lemon this year?
I can't say. But
how about the lemon last year, Henry?
Well, Paul Lynn was one of them. Now the poor guy's passed away.
Yeah. He was a lemon, huh?
Yeah. He was, as I say, they're the same on stage as off. So you take your guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to knock people.
Okay. Henry, I can tell you're a good man. Henry, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to stay on the line. And give Jack your name and address. We have it, South Shore Limousine Service, 79 President Lane, Quincy, Massachusetts.
Right.
471-0020, 471-0020.
Hey, I'm getting free publicity, thank you.
Well, Henry, you're a good person, and I want to thank you very much. And
we're going to get together with you again sometime.
Thank you, Henry. And stay on, and we're going to give you a Glick University T-shirt.
Hey, wonderful.
Thank you.
I'll have to wear a necktie over it in a limo. Though.
The only thing we say is keep it clean, Henry.
I'll keep it clean, but does a necktie cover your limo?
That might. Don't wear it. So long, Henry, and thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Henry.
Bye-bye.
Henry Wasilowski, South Shore Limousine Service in Quincy. Well, this place I'm going to talk about is not in Quincy, but it's up in Bedford, New Hampshire, and it's a restaurant. And if you want some good food, if you want to have food that is unusual, go to Daffodil's. When you go up there, you'll say, oh, man, I'm glad I listened to WBZ because I never had escargot and lobster bisque. And the huge shrimp for appetizers. They have 20 entrees, everything that you could probably want, from prime beef to beef Wellington, lobsters. They have everything, every conceivable type of food that you want, and it's priced right. And the service is remarkable. I don't know what they do for the training, but try it once, and you go back again and again to Daffodil's. Daffodil's is in Bedford, New Hampshire. Easy to get to. It's less than an hour from Boston. Route 101. And it's 4 minutes off Interstate 93. Go up 93 north to Route 101, Bedford, New Hampshire. You say, where's Daffodil's, please? Oh, for lunch, dinner, every day, you'll be happy. Daffodil's Restaurant, Bedford, New Hampshire. Tell them Lorenzo sent you. Okay, let's take a call. See, we have 254-5678. Hello.
Hi, Larry, how are you?
Let me check. Not bad, thank you.
Good.
What's your first name?
Joe.
From where?
From Cohasset. I called you a couple of years ago.
From Cohasset? We were just talking to Henry.
Cohasset. Henry I know very well. Henry's a hell of a nice guy.
He sounds like it. He certainly does.
He took us to the airport last year when we went to Logan Airport to go to Nassau. Hell of a nice guy. Give us the whole lowdown of the story of all the actors and everything else.
Right. What are you, a heavy hitter to get a limousine?
Yeah, well, it's better than, it's not that expensive. We had about six people take the limousine.
Oh, yeah. Where do you live, Joe? Right in Cohasset?
Yeah, right in Cohasset,
Do you know Rick Tenery?
Yeah, I've heard the name. I don't know him that well, but
He's a songwriter.
Yeah, well, you know, you remember my son, don't you?
Joe, I don't know who you are.
Joe, he had the voice. Wait a minute,
who are you? What are you doing?
You remember the Home Improvement man?
Home Improvement, no, not really,
you
Joe.
You remember the siding man. I have a siding business in Rhode Island. A long-time listener.
How long?
I've been listening to you for 12, 13 years now.
Joe, when did you call last?
Oh, it's about 2 years ago. I've been so busy.
Joe, I know you're busy. I don't remember Joey. Sorry.
You don't remember him?
No.
Oh, God.
Almighty.
Wait a minute. Listen to his voice. You must remember. I let him stay up. I've been trying to get you all night.
Go ahead, Joe. You must remember this. Who's this?
Hey, me.
Who's me?
Joe. Remember, Little Joe?
Hey, Little Joe, I was just talking to Big Joe.
Yeah. Okay, do you mind if I play a tape recording of the last time?
We had...
If you don't remember me, I recorded it.
Oh, let me hear it.
All right.
There's a chip off the old block.
He wants to say hello to you. What's his name? His name is Joey. Joey, you're Joe and he's Joey. Yeah. He's got a fantastic voice. She wants to tell you a fantastic sighting. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Good evening, Joey.
What do you think of that voice?
Remember that?
Hey, now I do. Joey.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11 now.
You were 10, you were 9 years old when you did that.
Huh?
You were 9 years old when you did it 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Joey, you sound great. Would you sing a song for me?
I don't sing anymore. I can't use that voice.
What happened?
I'll ruin it. If I keep using it, I'll ruin it.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, actually, when I do that, it puts so much strain on my chords, my vocal cords.
I'll give you a couple of my chords. But if you don't use it, if you don't use your chords, won't they deteriorate?
No. If I use my regular voice to sing, you know.
Use the regular voice. Don't strain your chords.
Oh, I can't.
Hey, John, I don't want this kid to strain his chords. Not on my program.
Oh, no.
Can you sing a little bit?
No.
How come you're 11 years old? It's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock. How come your daddy lets you stay up?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Hey, little Joey, are you going to be in the home improvement business or are you going to be in the entertainment business?
No way, entertainment.
Entertainment, that's his life, eh, Joey?
Yeah. And, I remember me saying that I wanted to be in opera.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to act now.
Oh.
And be a poet.
You write, too?
I have some poetry.
You wrote poetry? Hey, dude, well, tell your daddy that I can talk to you, that you're very intelligent. Why is daddy helping you out?
I know. I can't stand it. I can't even concentrate.
Yeah, say, Dad.
Yeah.
Say, Dad, I can't concentrate when you're talking. I'm talking to Larry. Would you say that to him now, please?
Yeah, I can't concentrate right when I'm talking to Larry.
Yeah, that was okay, that's good. All right.
I told him I should have gone on another phone here.
That's all right. Go ahead. He understands. Now,
you want to hear some poetry?
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Well, how long will it take?
Yeah. Well, a second.
Oh, a second if it's short, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, just one.
Hey, what's your last name, Joe?
Maverick.
How do you spell it?
M-A-Z-Z-A.
M-A-Z-Z-A. Is that Irish?
No.
Italian. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, wait, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know that.
Hey, Mazza. What's the matter? Hey, Mazza, lots of Mazza. What's the matter with you? I was only kidding. I said, is that Irish? Mazza. That doesn't sound Irish.
Right at that corner.
Italian poet. They have a lot of great Italian poets, right?
Very interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Like what?
Thank you. Well,
what did you say? I said, we have a lot. There are many famous Italian poets.
Yeah. I'm
looking at the list.
Right?
That would be the only spot.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Mazza.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the youngest Italian poet we've ever had, Giuseppe Verdi Mazza. Yeah, I make a joke.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joey.
Well, this is called a poem. A poem short but sweet is a poem with thought. A poem can be boring, anxious, and exhilarating almost at the same time. A poem can be as long can be, or as short as an inchworm. But what really counts is its point. That's one.
Hey, Joey, now, tell me, how long have you had this talent of writing?
Yeah. I don't know. I just started it.
That's excellent. Hey, what grade are you in?
Sixth.
And are you an A student?
Well, average.
Average, right? You sound like a very intelligent kid.
Yeah.
Give me another poem.
Well, this one I haven't finished yet.
Well, up until you give me, go as far as you can. This is, ladies and gentlemen, Giuseppe Mazza, local poet.
The story of truth, I didn't title this one yet.
All right.
The story of truth, ever bearing the happiness and joy of life on earth, brings a tear to the eye, a tear of laughter and delight. It begins in a ballroom with violins playing a classical symphony by Beethoven in last time. There were couples and loners that looked quite solitary. That's all for that one.
Hey, Joey, what does your father think about the poem?
I don't know. He's never around.
If he believes that he's right.
Oh, I know he is right, too.
Yeah.
But,
Does your mother write?
At least 20 years younger.
His father or your mother's mother?
I don't think that's the only thing,
father.
But I think they should let people try them.
Well, you can. You can try anybody. Nobody stops you.
Well, see, I work with
doctors.
So many of them know.
Well, listen. I can sing one of the songs. Just a little bit, Joey.
You
speak Italian? Where are your grandparents from? What part of it?
The same as your
Calabrese.
Yes,
Calabrese.
They surely would.
I say, you're a good kid. I like you, Joe.
I like you, too.
Thank you. So you're going to get in the show business. No home improvement, huh?
Yeah, remember the name.
Joey Mann.
Show me anybody who were saved by radiation.
Give me an F.
I can show him a few people who were saved.
Oh, I can, too.
Why, certainly. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Say things like that.
Yes, that's true. You give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have been helped by radiation. And listen, I have a parrot joke, if you want to hear it.
You got another parrot joke? It's Queen.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about it?
Yes.
If you have any doubts, you can't tell it.
I know.
But it gets crawled on the carpet, you see.
It was a truth.
Some other time, maybe. Yeah. On my last day here, I'm going to
ride. You don't know what you would have done. You're a hero, but you might pull the gun out and clear 357.
I would.
I'll call you.
Thank you. Everybody who's ever done a talk show says the same thing. On my last day, that's when I'm going to say all the things that I never dared say before.
Frozen non-dairy creamer. Better for you, premium saturated. Best for buttons. Polyperks, the good, better, best creamer around.
Hey, Culligan,
my hand. Here's a special announcement to Culligan Rent-Hole customers who may be thinking of buying a water conditioner. Your Western Pennsylvania Culligan man has received special factory incentives, which can save you a lot of money if you purchase a Culligan fully automatic Mark Series water conditioner this month. Renting's great, but there are always some folks who like to own rather than rent. Now's the time to consider the big savings available to you. One-time only factory incentive plan designed for practical customers. Call your participating local Culligan man. See how much he can save you this month if you'd like to own your own unit. Now, if you'd rather continue to rent, it's okay with Culligan. Either way,
now, I believe you. What a nice kid.
Regardless of its make, model, works or not, Culligan will give you a $50 trade-in allowance on the purchase of a fully automatic Mark Series water conditioner. Interested in owning your own water conditioner? Call your Western Pennsylvania Culligan dealer for details. He's underwater in the yellow pages.
McGee Boats Culligan delivers super rebates of $350, $1,000, and up to $1,500 on every car in store for limited time. Now you can save as much as $1,500 with special rebates from McGee Volkswagen. But don't wait. Deals like these have to be limited. So make your way to McGee and get rebates from $350 up to $1,500 on every Volkswagen in stock. Super, super savings, yours now at McGee. McGee Volkswagen, West Liberty Avenue, Dormont, Pittsburgh.
Hello, you're on.
Hi, first time caller.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Right. What do you think?
Do you know how the construction goes? Oh, yeah, I know exactly how the construction goes. And I'm on the job, too. I make sure everything's going all right, so the customer's going to be happy and satisfied. They've been there a long time?
Oh, yeah. And referrals. Referrals is a big factor in the business.
Home improvement, you do vinyl siding, gutters, replace the windows, bathroom, kitchen. Hey, you know,
okay.
I won't mention the name of it because it's a plug, but
yeah.
I have it's a flat roof, sort of flat roof, a temporary house, you know, a rambling ranch.
Right.
So what's that in the background?
My son, he's playing the style of leather
piano. Son of a gun.
You want to hear a song from him? Hey, you know, he wanted, I tell you, I wanted to get him a t-shirt so badly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm an avid listener for him, and I listen to you on the way home from my appointment.
Yeah.
All night. We always listen to you.
Hey, Joe, when does the kid sleep? I mean, it's 1:30 in the morning.
No. I let him stay up late tonight because tonight is the school vacation.
One night
we're going to call Larry, and that's it, and he can stay up late. I've been trying all night to get you.
Hey, Joe, where's your wife?
Sleep.
Do you have any other children?
No, just my son.
Just
one is enough. Remember that? We have it on the tape. One is enough.
What a nice. Imagine, hey, if he had kids with talent like that, Joe, imagine what kids you'd be knocking out, huh?
Unbelievable.
That kid is really something. I like him. Little Joey Mazza.
Little Joey.
Well, listen, you take care of yourself, and as they say, bon soir.
Yeah, do you think we could get something for
Joe? Sure. Yeah, stay on the line. I'll.
Yeah. That would be nice, Larry.
Joe, hey, Joe.
Yes.
stay on and talk to Jack, okay?
Yeah, all right, Larry.
Hey, bon
soir. Hey, you two, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Larry.
So long, Joe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
The greatest fur buys of all time are available to you at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, this Saturday and Sunday. Drazen Spurrier's Clearinghouse, top-notch furriers for 75 years, brings you $1.5 million fur collection at prices so low, you'll be amazed and delighted. Save 40 to 70% below retail and department store prices in fine quality furs in all varieties. New, one-of-a-kind, designer, and pre-owned. A good example. Fabulous natural black glamour coats. Store priced over $7,000. Drazen's price $29.95. And in addition to their marvelous sale, Drazen's wishes to buy or trade all the used furs in the Boston area. Their buyer will be available the entire 2 days with top cash prices paid on the spot. And public retailers and wholesalers are welcome. So come and buy and sell or trade a fur now. This Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. At the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Godfrey Daniel, I'd rather miss a round of martini than miss the Larry Glitch Show. Every Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 on WBZ Boston, Radio 1030.
Somerville's had the best.
The best Washington's birthday sale anywhere.
Somerville's had the best.
The greatest sale of the year ends tomorrow. This year, Washington's birthday sale has been the best ever. But it's not over yet. Tomorrow is the last day to save on living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, dinettes, Serta mattresses, rockers, recliners, sleep sofas, everything to furnish your home. Use Summerfield's convenient layaway plan or in-store budget plan, even at these low sale prices. Shop either Summerfield store in Boston just off the expressway at the East Berkeley Street exit or in downtown Malden at 454 Main Street.
Summerfield's furniture. Summerfield's at the best.
Hi, this is Charlie Jeffords, doing our best to keep you entertained and informed every afternoon, beginning at 2, right here on WBZ Radio.
Hey, you really got to be a big one, I'll tell you. Biggie around WBZ and everywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, when I look at it, see, Paul Newman's gray, Brando's overweight, and Clint Eastwood's good wrinkles.
Gray, overweight, wrinkles. Yeah, what does that mean?
You must be a superstar. You get all three.
Thanks a lot.
It's 1:34. There's a great Boston restaurant that's not in Boston. It's a big city type restaurant, really a New York City kind of place. Sophisticated, elegant, breathtaking, beautiful, and the food, well, escargot, lobster bisque from huge gulf shrimp for appetizers, 20 entrees from prime beef and fresh fish, 3-pound lobsters, beef wellington. It's absolutely delicious. And cook to order. And you go there, you'll say, I'm glad I listen to WBZ and Larry Glitch Show because I find out where the good places are to go. The only thing that makes not big city about daffodils are the prices and the location. It's easy to get to. You will enjoy it.
We'll take care of it.
Eat there. And when you say, the service is just out of the order. When you have good service, it makes the food taste better. You must drive north to Daffodils, less than an hour from downtown Boston on Route 101 in Bedford, New Hampshire. 4 minutes off Interstate 93. Lunch and dinner every day, of course, and you'll be pleased. Daffodils in Bedford, New Hampshire. 254-567. Hello, Glick here. Hello.
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 Hello. Well, goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye. What a nice little kid. Goodbye.
Bye.
254-5678. Hello. Hello?
Larry.
Yes.
Rick from Hopkinton.
Rick from Hopkinton?
Yeah.
Nice to have you with us, Rick.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, nice to have you with us, Rick.
Oh, thank you. I seem to remember some time ago that I was going to call up one day when they were trying to produce some Larry Glick lemonade stands.
Yes, indeed. Not lemonade stands, Larry Glick lemonade.
Right.
Yes.
That was a few years ago.
10, 11, 12, 13 years ago, something like that.
And I think you were out in the town of Hopkinton one time.
I was all over the place. The WBZ got me a lemon mobile, a yellow convertible.
Yeah.
And we used to drive all over the place. We used to give kids, some of the Glick lemonade stands were really something to be I mean, they were really, so they invested $50, $60, $70, $100 in building a little lemonade stand.
Yeah, but
lemonade was lousy, but the stands were good.
Yeah, but I think the time you were out in Hopkinton, and your intentions were a little less noble.
What?
Because I think you were out looking at one of our little nightclubs out there.
My intentions were a little less than noble.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, Rick?
Larry, I think you were going out to the spot in Hopkinton that had some topless waitresses and so forth.
Topless waitresses?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't remember?
No. A restaurant
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It wasn't topless waitresses, Rick.
The topless band.
You...
No.
What?
See, you don't even know what it was, do you?
Oh, I do. I wonder if you remember.
It was a topless stage hypnotist.
Yes, she was...
That's why... What?
All part of the same thing.
Well, that's why I went out to see that this... wanted to see it.
Purely from a scientific standpoint,
Scientific, Ricky baby.
Yeah.
Well, I had my wife with me.
Not this night.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You really... How long ago was this?
This was about 10 or 11 years ago.
Oh, I wasn't married then. That's why.
Well, not... Yeah.
Yeah, right. You really helped me out, Rick. I'm really happy you called.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to refresh your memory.
Oh, thanks a million. That was very nice, Rick.
But as I said before, a long-time listener.
Yes.
And first-time caller. I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, Rick.
And we had to send our greetings along from the town of Hopkinton. And from the Massachusetts Fire Academy.
You're from the Fire Academy?
Yeah.
You teach people how to become firefighters?
Yeah, we do that. We teach people how to become firefighters. We teach the firefighters how to become better firefighters. And a little public education.
Hey, Rick, were you there when I was at the show?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
What were you doing? Did you know I was going to be there?
No, I didn't happen to know that. But,
well, how'd you know I was there? Because no one introduced me. I didn't, you know.
No, because you happened, the person that was driving the car that night happened to stop and ask directions. And they asked a person that happened to be walking along one of our backcountry roads and happened to be my wife.
I'll be a son of a gun. Holy mackerel. A guy can't fool around. Go ahead.
No, you can't fool around.
And ask your wife and you...
Larry Glick and company tried to pick her up.
Go ahead, Henry. Rick.
Well, but, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. No. You did get lost out there.
We did get lost on Hopkinton looking for the place, right?
That's the fact.
I'll be a son of a gun. But I remember that now. It was a young lady who was, she did a stage hypnotic act, that was topless.
Right.
What did you think of the show?
From what I saw, it was pretty good.
Yes, it was. That's right. It was pretty good. A little distracting at times, right?
Well, you've never done a topless.
I want to. My wife won't let me do a topless.
Yeah, well, I can understand.
Right. Well, listen, Rick, I'm very happy you called, and next time I get lost, I'll ask for Rick. What's your last name?
McMillan.
Rick McMillan.
Right.
Okay, listen, thank you very, very much, and thanks for jogging my memory.
Okay, Larry.
So long, Rick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The greatest fur buys of all time are available to you at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, this Saturday and Sunday. Drazen's Furriers Clearinghouse, top-notch furriers for 75 years, brings you $1.5 million fur collection at prices so low, you'll be amazed and delighted. Save 40 to 70% below retail and department store prices in fine quality furs in all varieties. New, one-of-a-kind, designer, and pre-owned. A good example. Fabulous natural black glamour coats, store priced over $7,000, Drazen's price $29.95. And in addition to their marvelous sale, Drazen's wishes to buy or trade all the used furs in the Boston area. Their buyer will be available the entire 2 days with top cash prices paid on the spot. And public retailers and wholesalers are welcome. So come and buy and sell or trade a fur now, this Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6, at the Travelodge, 1200 Beacon Street in Brookline, Massachusetts.
You gotta have art. You gotta have art. Miles and miles and miles of art. I'm Reed Sheldon, Daddy Warbucks. The arts in Massachusetts need more bucks, so contribute to the fund for the arts.
WBZ-TV will match your gift dollar for dollar.
254-5678. Don't forget, Bob Raleigh be coming up. Bob Raleigh coming up at 2:05, taking your calls. Hello, Glick here.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
I'm about to ask you how you are.
Okay. What's your first name?
Harry from Camp.
Harry, how are you?
All right. I'm the only one that called you, Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't have anything to contribute tonight.
Oh, Harry.
Well, the airport told me to call.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know
what
the
airport.
Yeah, do I know?
Performance trumpet player, right?
Yeah, she says, I'm Mr. Glick. Thank him for the t-shirts that finally came.
Let's say...
Except...
Oh.
They were not Glick University t-shirts.
You're kidding. What were they?
Made it in the world.
I'll be a son of a gun. Hey, Jack, you know we're striking out? They said made it in the morning t-shirts are the ones that we send ours. They don't send them. Sorry. He says sorry. Seriously, Jack. Hey, get on. Call publicity. Call it and say, please. It's embarrassing. I mean, son of a gun. Oh, he said made it in the morning. You want Glick University t-shirts? And the ones that supposed to get the Glick, they don't get them. I'll be a son of a gun. Well, let me make a note here. Please, we don't want trouble from the Yenta or from Harry. Please. Send out the right t-shirts for the right program.
You know how far back this goes?
What?
You know how far back this goes?
No.
Before you went to the show,
yeah.